You're listening to SBS News.
4 days after the Solomon Islands Cabinet voted to switch diplomatic ties from Taiwan to China, the controversial decision has sparked backlash from the United States. It's threatening to withdraw aid to the Pacific nation. In a tweet, Senator Marco Rubio said he would be exploring ways to cut off ties with the Solomon Islands, including potentially ending financial assistance and restricting access to US dollars and banking. US Vice President Mike Pence has also cancelled a meeting with Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare, which was likely to have taken place on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly next week. Taiwan has expressed its appreciation for the support, but China's foreign ministry has accused the US of hypocrisy.
As early as 1979, the US established diplomatic relations with China on the basis of the One China principle. On what basis now does the US make such irresponsible remarks about the decisions of other sovereign states to establish diplomatic relations with China on the basis of the One China principle?
On Sunday, Taiwan's Deputy Foreign Minister Xu Zuqian travelled to the Solomon Islands in a last-ditch effort to salvage ties.
I'm going to announce more projects to help Solomon Island people. So we shall work together with your people and your government, and I believe Solomon Island people's eyes are bright. You know the future. We have confidence in you, and I hope you have confidence in us too.
But it was too little too late, and the Solomon Islands voted to recognise China a day later. According to Taiwan media, China has reportedly promised $730 million in financial aid. Jonathan Pryke is the director of the Lowy Institute's Pacific Islands program.
I think Taiwan was trying to pull every other lever beyond the economic one to try and keep the relationship alive. You know, they have strong people links with the country. They have, you know, they've been the diplomatic partner for 36 years. There's a lot of history and legacy there, and I think they were trying to appeal to that more human side of the equation. But, you know, at the end of the day, money won out, economics won out, and Taiwan just wasn't willing to play that game at the same level as China.
The Solomon Islands is the sixth country to switch diplomatic recognition to China in the past 3 years. Only 16 countries have formal ties with Taiwan, many of which are small, less developed nations in Central America and the Pacific. James Bately is Australia's former High Commissioner to the Solomon Islands. He says the US invested a lot of effort in trying to convince the Solomon Islands not to change its allegiance, but clearly wasn't able to make a persuasive enough case.
It'll certainly promote debate in those countries about the wisdom of remaining with Taiwan, but I don't think this move will necessarily mean that there'll be a snowball or an immediate snowball effect in the Pacific.
The Solomon Islands is expected to officially cut ties with Taiwan before China's National Day on the 1st of October. Amy Hall, SBS News.